Just a few halachot regarding mukseh when it comes to a met, and God forbid somebody dies on Shabbat. Clearly, we don't bury on Shabbat, even al yedei goy. So the question is, the met clearly is mukseh. Mukseh mahmat gufo. However, the poskim discuss, Maran has a discussion, is it permissible, let's say, to put some oil on the body, to preserve it, or to put some water on the body, to rub the body, and so on and so forth. Maran clearly is matir in Shin Yud Aleph, Halakha Vav, that's okay because she's just touching. While you're not allowed to move mukseh, touching mukseh is okay. However, he says you have to be careful not to move any limbs. For example, one would be forbidden to close the eyes of the met on Shabbat, because by closing the eyes you're moving a limb. Although some Mishnah Berurah brings were lenient based on a Zohar HaKadosh that says it's dangerous to leave the eyes of the met open, but the Rav Chida, as well as the later Poskim, Achav Avadya, as well said that one doesn't have to be concerned. Moshe Shabbat, they can close the eyes and there'll be no sakana. I want you to be careful not to move any other limb, even though you're not moving the whole body. But moving a limb is part of the mukseh. Moving part of the mukseh is also a problem. Regarding the heter that Shulchan Aruch has, that in certain cases, let's say, where God forbid there's a fire, or the body is decaying, and therefore you want to move the body to a colder place, Shulchan Aruch allows to put a kikar, a piece of bread, or a tinok, on top of the met, so now the met is carrying something that's permissible, and that allows you to lift the met up and move it to a place where it'll be more protected, or you know, colder, so it doesn't decay more, or God forbid, doesn't get affected by fire. The question over here is, why do you have to have kikar v'tinok? Seemingly, the met has his clothes on. Person dies with his clothes on, let's say. So if that's the case, the clothes can be considered the same basis as a kikar v'tinok. The truth of the matter is, Maran's opinion is that in Shin Yud Aleph and Halakha Dalet, Maran says that if he's wearing clothes, you don't have to put anything on the mat, not a kikar v'tinok. And all this Halakha was talking about if the mat is unclothed, let's say he died in the shower or something like that, God forbid, so then already you have to come out to kikar v'tinok. But if he has clothes on, there is no problem. That's what Acham Avadya takes as well. The last question is, this law of kikar v'tinok, is it permissible by other forms of mukseh? Shulchan Aruch and Shin Het, and Halakha Her clearly writes, that there's opinions that say that a klishe melechto le'isur, that's normally permissible only to move the tzor gufo u'mekomo, but you cannot move it mechama le'tzer. Let's say you have certain apparatus that's a klishim until you soon you forgot it outside and you're worried it's going to rain on it. On Shabbat, that's not a hetet to move a klishim until you soon. But Maran says if you put a non-mukseh item on top of it, like a kikar or tinok or something else, then you can move it. It's a mahloket amongst the Aharonim if we take this or not. Hakam bin Sun is mahmir only b'mkom efsed. But Acham Avadya says that that's the opinion of Maran, which is the opinion of the Rosh, and therefore it's permissible to move a klishe melechto le'isur al yedei gamken kikar v'tinok even mehama letzer. So that would be another halacha that comes out of it. So again, when it comes to mukseh, for example, mahmat heston kis, or let's say mukseh mahmat gufo, which these are the most serious forms of mukseh, we will not give a heter of kikar l'tinok only legabe met bilvad. But legabe klishe melechto l'isur that has already some movability. It's mutar anyway to move the tzor gufo mekomo. We can take the leniency of Maran to put a kikar l'tinok, or for that matter, a non-mukseh item on top of it in order to save it from hamal etzeh, which means from it getting damaged.